Blog Talk Radio. unions are only recognized in this state that are between a man and a woman. Yes, I am heterosexual, but anybody who knows me, indirectly and directly, knows that I have always been a proponent of same-sex unions, civil unions, having their, you know, proper rights. And recently, last week here in Jackson, Mississippi, a gay rights march was shut down before it even could start because they didn't have the proper permit, but they said I think their permits were denied before they finished getting everything completed. But law enforcement, I posted and tweeted articles throughout this morning and media broadcasts and so on. But law enforcement said that they would have had a police escort to the Capitol because it was planned for same-sex marriage advocates to march from Cups and Fondren. That's in the Fondren community. Those of you that have seen the Help, that's where Brent Stretch Store is located in the Fondren area. I love the Fondren area. I love going to the Rainbow Bowl Co-op store, which is an organic grocery store, and other businesses in that area. But they said that if they had had their proper credentials, their permit, and liability insurance, that they would have received police escort to the Capitol. So on Wednesdays is always the discussion of love and romance and topics of love and same-sex marriage and civil unions and relationships. You know, dealing with issues of the heart, but then also legality and state issues also get involved. I know some same-sex unions are pretty much here in the state of Mississippi. They have to be on a spiritual. They're not legal because of the state only recognized unions between a man and a woman. But like I've said a couple of weeks ago, I've been exposed to all type of couples. I have interracial couples within my family, and just growing up and throughout my life, I've had friends that are involved in same-sex relationships and marriages, and also sometimes the same-sex couples are of interracial, you know, stature, different races. So not only same-sex, but different races are different religions. So a few weeks ago I was talking about when heterosexual couples marry and have dealing interfaith relationships or interracial relationships. Gay couples sometimes they have to deal with not only being a same-sex couple, but also being maybe different races, different religions, from different upbringing, just like all of us. Many times we follow other people that we might have a different upbringing than. So this is an interesting topic that I want to mention. But I want to congratulate Mitt Romney. He won six states, right? And Santorum. Santorum will be at the Mississippi Agricultural Museum tonight here in Jackson, Mississippi. That's located on Lakeland Drive, not far from the Mississippi Sports Museum. Ag Museum is a beautiful, beautiful museum. If you have never been to Jackson, have never been to a museum, please visit the Mississippi Ag Museum. I plan to attend a Newt Gingrich rally, which is scheduled for tomorrow morning at the Hilton at 9, and he will have a fundraiser at a local popular restaurant called Nick's at noon, and the fundraiser will cost $250. He will begin the day. I know a couple of weeks ago I had received information from the Madison County GOP group that I'm members with on Facebook, which they had received info that Newt would be in Tupelo the early part of the day and then come to Jackson. So apparently he's doing the opposite. He's going to come and spend time in Jackson, Mississippi tomorrow at noon at the Hilton Hotel on East Caroline Road, then at Nick's, which is also in the Fondren community. And there's word that Mitt Romney will be in town Friday, but we have not been provided yet with his itinerary for Friday, what time and location he will be appearing at. But I tweeted to his people, and then, you know, of course I'm a member of his website, a member of all of their websites, but I have not received any information from his website regarding his itinerary for Friday. So when I get off the air, I'll check the website to check the Mississippi schedule. Maybe it's on there. But as of now, the media has not received, the media has, I know 16 has received word that he will be in Mississippi on Friday, but it has not been confirmed what time and what location. So I hope I'm able to attend his event. That's why it's important for these candidates, the president and everybody, it's important for you all to affirm your itineraries as soon as possible so you can spread the word and have a good attendance at all of your events, you know. Have not heard anything about Ron Paul. I'm almost sure he will come to Mississippi. Mississippi been close to the state of Texas and so on. But I recommend all candidates to our president, whom I love so much. That was an awesome speech he gave yesterday, during the middle of the day, huh? 12:15. But I recommend all of the candidates, president all, to visit Mississippi. Mississippi, really. I think the last time the president visited Mississippi was when he was campaigning. I might be wrong, but he went to some very interesting spots also. He had one of my favorite restaurants to visit, Fair Street, which you all hear, especially when I was talking with E.C. Puffin and with the Major City Sirens when we were talking about Fair Street when Obama visited Mississippi when he was campaigning to become president. That's one of the popular areas in Jackson that he stopped by and ate some of the good comfort food in other areas. And I do remember he spoke at Jackson State. So I think he might have been visited here once since becoming president. The first lady came. She came here to promote her health program because she spoke at the junior high that I attended in the seventh grade, Brinkley Junior High School, and she was accompanied with our governor at the time, Haley Barbour, and his wife, Marsha. So that was like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. But and that was a big deal, too. We were so excited that that she came here to Jackson to promote that because, you know, Mississippi's like one of the we're usually number one in being the fattest state. But I saw in the news last week that Houston is considered the fattest city. So I was like, okay. But I'm just talking on about that. But I'm going to continue. Hello to those in the guest in the chat room. I have about four more minutes, but I think we're going to exceed time and go ahead and utilize the 10 to 15 more minutes that I have after that. But sports news, big sports news happening today. Today's the day that Peyton Manning will be a Colt no more. Even though he's parting ways with the Colts, he's still planning on being a successful NFL player. So, who do you think he will team up with? Who do you think is his perfect match of an NFL team to play with this coming up season? And also, Randy Moss worked out for the Saints yesterday. Most of you might know this. I have a caller, and also I wanted to talk about something that I ran back to the same sex marriage issue. I ran up on an article right before getting on air that I located on Mississippi Pride Facebook page regarding a same sex couple that wanted to reserve space at the Mississippi Ag Museum to schedule their wedding commitment ceremony. But I have a caller, so let's see what's going on. Maybe they're just listening. Maybe they want to make a comment. Hello, welcome to Cut the Shark Entertainment Report. What's your name and where are you calling from if you want to speak?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning. How are you? I'm doing much better since I hear you.
I'm fine. This is Cosmo.
Hi,
Hey, what's up, girl? I'm just tuning in, hearing your show for the first time, and I'm very interested. Like, I'm just gonna keep listening to it until it's over. But I'm interested in into your topic today. And my pastor was just talking about same sex marriage.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago, and he was saying that the Bible doesn't condone same sex marriage. So if people are doing same sex marriage, then that tells you you're living in hell.
Does your state recognize same sex marriages or not? You know my state doesn't.
I think they're still trying to debate on that, whether BC condones that, but I don't think we condone that, though.
My state is like, oh, no, they only recognize the union between a man and a woman. And I was just reading an article where a same-sex couple wanted to reserve a space to marry. They have a ceremony, but the state said no way at a local museum where marriages are usually held, and the state said no way because we only recognize unions between a man and a woman. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Yeah, it is an interesting topic because, you know, I respect what's in the Bible. And being a heterosexual woman, I understand. But then also, I've grown up with a lot of friends and a lot of that are in that community, in the lesbian, bi, gay, transsexual community. So also, it's sad to see sometimes people not get certain rights just because they're in a same-sex marriage. Kind of sad sometimes.
Right.
Because whom they consider their next of kin cannot be recognized, you know? Sometimes that always touched me from when I was a kid. Like, wow.
I think it's crazy. I think it's because of how the parents raise the kids coming up. Because some of these kids don't have their fathers in their lives. Or like the way things are now, parents aren't parents. You know what I'm saying? They're not how they used to be.
Well, they're not teaching kids anything.
Like, you got young parents out here at 16. Not to try to sound disrespectful or anything, but you got like mamas and daddies who are like 17, right? And like, say if they're in a relationship and their kids see this, and they always like, how can I put it? Put it like this, like, you know how men beat on women sometimes, and like they end up leaving their mom, the baby mama, and like their kid doesn't see their father anymore. So like women out here, they'll date other women, and they're you know what I'm saying, either their son or their daughter sees that, and they just portray that, or you know what I'm saying, like, it's just like the, I don't know, like parents aren't parents. How do you like, you like, being a parent requires you to like teach your kids like be strict, teaching them like numbers and
teach proper, like, home training and etiquette.
Exactly.
And how to treat if you have a girl or if you have a boy, teach the proper etiquette for that sex.
Right.
And also, you know, just general home training. That's what you're saying. You're saying that parents aren't really aren't home training their kids like they used to.
Yeah, and it's not home training and like education, like educating them. Sometimes they'll depend, like they'll rely on like daycares, or sometimes it's even hard to trust daycares because they sometimes hit the kids, you know. Sometimes they don't like they just put it all on the teachers or the daycares or something. And the kids that go there are bad as hell, you know.
Yeah. Now, some of my friends who are in the gay, lesbian, and transsexual community are listening, and they might say, well, what do you mean? My parents home trained me properly.
So
I'm just saying, because I know what some of them are saying. What are you trying to say? My mama didn't home train me.
I'm not right or wrong. It's just my opinion. You know, I'm not, you know, they could have home training, but I don't get, like, and you know what another thing is? It could be relationship-wise. Like, they're not attracted to, like, their opposite kind, because either they broke their heart and they get their heart broken a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? For example,
my heart has been broken so many times, but I still love you guys.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you didn't cut me off. I was just saying my heart has been broken so many times, but it hadn't convinced me to think, oh, I better date a woman. I still love you guys.
So I'm always hearing women tell me, these dudes are not treating us, I think it's
kind of a thing. And because really same-sex couples experience the same thing as straight couples. So if you think just because you decide to play for the same team, I see same-sex couples go through the same thing. So if you just decide, I'm through with guys, I'm through with ladies, that's not the right reason to choose to be gay or bi, you know?
Right. And because some people are just born.
Couples experience the same thing. Either they're straight couples or same-sex couples.
Right.
And some people what? I'm so glad you called. I'm so excited. My friend.
Yeah. last time I tuned in, I think I just missed the show. I was like, damn.
Well, usually on Wednesdays I talk about love and romance and lust and topics of the heart. And then this has made the news here in Mississippi because same-sex marriage members of the community and those that support at least same-sex laws somehow, like me, at least some kind of rights. You know, I do respect and know what the Bible says, and we don't argue with the Bible, and I do, and with our pastors and what we know, but still just sad when some rights, they just don't have any rights regarding some situations. I think that's just sad sometimes. But it's been making news because they were not permitted to march last week here. And the state of Mississippi says, no way. Like your state says, not going to happen. So I don't know.
didn't y'all just have a tornado?
We had some bad weather. So keep us in your prayers because it's tornado season. It's a pretty sunny day today, but if it start raining real bad, sometimes it don't even have to rain bad. Just a sunny day, all of a sudden, if it start a bad wind happens, a tornado can happen. We had real bad weather, but the tornadoes hit Alabama and Georgia. Friday night, it spooked me. I really thought a tornado was going to drop down.
Also Alabama.
Yeah, but Friday night, you probably seen where I had asked for prayers and so on because there were tornado warnings and watches here where I live in Jackson, Mississippi, and in other cities here in Mississippi, we were under tornado warnings and watches. But sometimes the tornadoes, they stay in the air. Sometimes they don't drop down. Mm. And so prayerfully, they didn't drop down and they didn't form because they can form out of nowhere. You know, all of a sudden, with the wind and the humidity mixing, tornadoes just can form out of nowhere. So they didn't. Some didn't form, and some just didn't come down to the ground. They just stayed in the air. So, but sadly, other areas were hit bad. And then what amazes me, the Midwest. Have you had any tornadoes in your area? Because it seemed like.
Vaguely, I do know, but I think, matter of fact, I think we had one in like Like in Glen Burnie, I think. But I think it was just the tornado watch. I don't think we had one.
Good, because I don't wish tornado season on anyone. But and it's so fun. It's so hot today. I mean, our spring comes so early. It's beautiful. But then what's so spooky is the tornado season. You know. So thank you for asking. But yeah, I mean, let's take a moment of silence and pray for those hurt by the tornado, because that's just sad. It was sad about the baby. What was it, in Ohio or Indiana? What was that? They found the baby alive, and her whole family had died, and then she died. That was sad. And then you can have a home one day, seeing tornado victims. You see firsthand how quick it is you can become homeless. You could be spared your life, but homeless.
And it shows you how much you appreciate life.
Exactly. Exactly. Because some people only have the clothes on their back, but they do have life.
Well, that's why I'm not quick to get rich, because God can take that from you in the blink of an eye.
Exactly. But I pray for blessings also for heaven on earth. But you're right. You're right. Because as fast as you get it, it's like a tornado hitting you. Fast you can take it away.
Yep.
And remind you of who's the reason for your season. So let's take a moment of silence, you and the listeners and I, for the victims after tornadoes, and also for world peace, because I know that's something that concerns you and I. World peace and networking and unity among others. And if you want to say a prayer, you can. I guess some people might say, wow, they haven't Bible study. But we can have a moment of silence, but if you just want to say something, you can also. Okay, that's about a moment of silence. But, wow. So you never know what topics interest certain people. Because I wouldn't have thought that same-sex topic would, like, really, really interest you.
I saw a post that you posted up for Blog Talk Radio earlier. Like, not earlier, but, like, another day. And, I missed the show. I forgot what the other topic was about.
Yeah.
So I saw another one today that you just posted, and it just so happened you had that topic. So
yeah, and then I've been talking about sports. I know you and I, but I know you like sports also. So
Lakers all day.
What'd you say?
Lakers all day.
Kobe Bryant, what's up, Kobe?
Damn right, girl.
You know I love my Mavericks, but I have my favorite players too with the LA Lakers. Ron Artest, what's his name now?
Metal World Peace.
Yeah. So he's like one of my favorites. Really, the whole team consists of favorites, but the Mavericks my favorite. You know that. But LA Lakers got it going. But the Pistons beat them last night, didn't they?
Yeah, they did beat them. But we beat that Heat. ass though.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Excuse my friends. But, I'm sorry.
But yeah, I had talked a little bit about sports. Friday's to talk about sports. Friday is Sports Friday. So if you want to talk sports? You know, feel free to call in on Friday. Sometimes my friend Red Roughneck in Dallas, Texas, be on the air with me on Fridays to talk about sports. But Peyton Manning's not a coach anymore. Who you think he's gonna end up playing for?
Redskins.
I heard last week that the Redskins was interested in him.
Yeah, I know. Second draft pick.
Are you all really interested?
I'm gonna look into more. I've heard. You know, rumors aren't always true.
Yeah.
And they spread like germs, but I don't know if it's true or not. So I'm gonna
Because I heard Miami's interested. You know,
wow,
I heard that.
Wow, that's going to be crazy.
But since Miami, I heard the Redskins, you know. And, you know, we'll
love it. Can I pray real quick? not just for the people in Alabama and all that, but just to pray for everyone.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, dear Heavenly Father, dear Father in Heaven, we come to you today, this morning, to give you praise and to thank you for waking us all up. I ask that you lift up everyone that is tuning in today and watching the Culture Shock Radio. I ask that you lift up all their families and bless them and watch over all of them. Despite my opinions, I apologize. If anyone got offended, I apologize. I ask, Lord, that you bind any sickness or any type of health issues that are corrupting the people. I ask that you heal them and lift them up. In your name, Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. We all in prayer. Thank you so much. I can even feel the anointing. Seriously. Oh yes, I must send a big shout out to a friend of mine whom I love and care for so much. You see him all over my Facebook page, and he encourages and inspires so many of us, me, my Facebook friends, and it's David Harrison Levi. You usually see his post on my page, right? And he's based in Beverly Hills, California. You all, I've read a poem written by him, you all. He's the star maker. He makes stars. He pray and advises for others, for those that he advises. He's in the hospital right now. So let's please pray for his recovery. Someone who helps so many and pray for so many, he definitely needs our prayers also. He received good news from his doctors. But still needs, you know, more prayer. And like him and visit his Facebook page. And he always posts inspiring information. And he's the star maker. You can tweet him at TV Celebrity. And also he has a reality show on TLC. And also NBC Universal right now is developing a reality show based on the star maker. Because he is a person that's behind a lot of the stars that we admire and so on. And I love him so much. He's inspired me since 07. And, you know, I always pray for him to become my manager. I mean, and so he's just amazing. I know you know who I'm talking about. He's always over my page. Guy with the white, mangly gray hair and beard and always posts, like, really positive stuff. Telling people
I'm gonna check that out now.
He's in the hospital right now. He's down to earth, Beverly Hills guy. But it's time for us to, the show is about to end, like right now. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome, love.
Welcome.